The governor released an action plan Tuesday detailing how to allocate the initial federal Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Program funding. He says New York is the first affected government entity to submit its plan for approval by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. HUD is coordinating the federal government's response to Superstorm Sandy. The funding will be distributed around the affected areas of the state, with the exception of New York City, which has a separate allocation. $415 million would go toward business assistance. $233 million of that total would be for small business grants, including for farming and agricultural operations and nonprofits that suffered physical damage or inventory loss as a result of the three storms. That's good news for Director of Ulster County Emergency Management, Art Snyder.
Many of the people in Ulster County are still recovering from the effects of Irene and Lee, both personally in terms of housing and loss of jobs, but also the business community as well. We have areas like Phoenicia that had been hit four times in less than a year, and the business owners up there have been extremely resilient, and they've come back each and every time. But any assistance that could be provided to them would certainly be greatly appreciated.
The plan dedicates a lot of money to housing. As Cuomo says, as many as 300,000 homes across the state were damaged in some way by Superstorm Sandy alone, and some two-thirds were not covered by flood insurance. Again, here's Ulster County's Snyder.
Any additional housing assistance that could be provided, both in terms of low-income housing and those on the upper end of the scale that had just as great a damage, that too would be appreciated to help them get back on their feet. In the case of the latter, we had a number of very nice homes along the Hudson River that were affected during Sandy.
By the Hudson, he refers to homes in both the town and village of Saugerties. Cuomo's plan allocates $663 million to single-family housing and $124 million to multifamily housing. Cuomo's plan calls for the creation of an infrastructure bank to help coordinate infrastructure development and investment across the disaster region. And he wants to establish the Community Reconstruction Zone program to rebuild severely damaged communities. Alex Gromack is the supervisor of the Rockland County town of Clarkstown, which was hard hit by Sandy. He says any financial help will be beneficial.
We've been devastated in the last 18 months from three storms, so that has certainly taken a toll on our local budgets as well as our infrastructure. And, I mean, we're still recovering and doing work from Superstorm Sandy. And, you know, we've got things from, you know, clearing out culverts, drainage projects. We lost a generator in our police station. So any plan that recognizes these extraordinary costs associated with any of these superstorms that can drive money to local governments would certainly help.
Ulster County's Art Snyder says areas of his county were hit by all three storms, and he praises the governor's plan for including recovery programs for the three.
Well, I think we're grateful that the fact that Irene and Lee are included in this plan, given that they occurred so long ago. It shows an acknowledgement that the recovery efforts for those families are still going on.
The release of Governor Cuomo's plan begins a 7-day public comment period prior to HUD's final review. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.